Mike, I know you guys put a lot into preparing for the heat. Is there anything you have to do on the backside now that you're past it to make sure that guys come out of it okay?
Good question. First off, I thought our players did a great job preparing for the heat in Jacksonville. I mean, to go through the game with no IVs and really the mental preparation, as we corrected the video, I was very impressed with those two areas. So, but yes, I mean, you can see it in the weight room, in a workout today, kind of, how their bodies respond after playing in that type of game, and we'll evaluate that again Wednesday morning. Yes, Sam Shields is in the concussion protocol, correct. Well, anytime any of our players is in the protocol in dealing with a concussion, it's a concern. So that's why we'll evaluate Sam, each and every day, and most importantly, make sure he's healthy and goes through the challenges and of what he's dealing with. I mean, it's a protocol that's I think they do a great job, particularly our doctors, of taking one step at a time, and we definitely are aware of his history, and that'll factor in on how we move forward.
How did Jordy's knee come out a day after missing a full season? Jordy's
fine. He's he's like pretty much like the rest of the team. I mean, he's worn out, and I think playing in that heat is what you expect based off of the report from Mark Lovott and our strength conditioning staff, and we'll get together here at 5 o'clock, and we'll go through all of our players with our training staff. But they're pretty worn out today.
Mike, when you watched the film, what did you like the best about what you saw of your team for the first game of the season?
Well, I think anytime you make a big emphasis, you want to see it carry over to the first game, and that was definitely the case. You just go to the last play. I mean, the pursuit and finish to win the fourth and one is biggest play of the game, and that was our number one emphasis since the spring and through training camp. So I thought our guys played with great energy, dealt with some challenging circumstances, played really well in certain areas and areas where we know we can improve on, and that's really where you want to be, frankly. You want to win the football game. You got to do whatever you have to do to win the game. Dealing with the challenge of the heat is something that we could build off of. I love the adversity of that. I think it's something you need as a football team. You need to find ways to win games in against challenges that are not normal to you. And that's the beauty of the National Football League, because each and every week there's something going to happen in the ebb and flow of a football game that's going to determine your team to overcome that to win the game. And to experience that in South Florida or Florida is a great opportunity for us to, we could build off of this. So very pleased with the victory.
Mike, I had asked you last week what your emphasis had been, about how you get what you emphasize, and then lo and behold, exactly what your answer was ends up kind of being the key to the game. I was just wondering, how did you present that to the guys when you say pursuit and finish? Because you could also probably over-pursue and be too aggressive. So when you were doing your messaging on that as your team this offseason, how did you present it to those guys?
Well, pursuit and finish, as far as the defense and the coverage units, is how we express that. And cover and finish is how we express it to our offense and return, return units and special teams. So, frankly, we treat it as a fundamental of football. So it's just highlighting one of the five fundamentals of football and saying, hey, this is the one area where we have to have improvement. So, I mean, it's important to try to build off some of the things you've done in the past, particularly where your veterans can relate to it, understand it, and educate the younger players, particularly our 13 rookies on A, how we do it and what we're focused on improving.
Like going back and looking at the tape and talking to those involved, what happened on the communication issues where you guys were forced to take back-to-back timeouts, and obviously you can't do one. It was on the last drive.
The communication issue on the four-minute drive, the last drive on offense, that's solely is my responsibility. There's some communication interaction with the officials during the timeout, and I did not get the personnel and exactly what I was trying to get done on third down communicated, and it resulted in us taking a second timeout. So it's poor communication on my part.
Mike, I know you like a lot of your young guys in the secondary. Quinn Rollins had kind of a tough day, and if you don't have Sam, he's obviously going to have to rebound. What did you think of what he kind of endured yesterday, and what are you expecting from him responding?
Quinn? Oh, I expect him to take care of business like he always has. He's had a chance to watch the video, and it's been corrected, and you know he'll be back in here roaring on Wednesday morning. So, no, you know, Q's a fine young player, and he'll improve from the Jacksonville opportunity.
Let's say something about him, Mike, though, that he did have some rough moments, and then at the end on that final drive, he busted up that deep ball into the end zone there.
He's a fine young player, and I have all the confidence in the world in him, so he'll line up Wednesday and go.
Hey, Mike, I know you've coached against Mike Zimmer a few times, even going back to Cincinnati. What about his defense has challenged you?
Mike Zimmer's defense, you know, he always does a very good job of taking away, you know, challenge you of the things you do best. So they're playing very well. Just in the early report coming out of the Tennessee game, and obviously had a fine season last year. So this will be an excellent matchup for us Sunday night.
He said earlier today when talking about the matchup and the rivalry that they need to beat you guys a little bit more for it to be a real rivalry. In your mind, where do things stand between you and the Vikings? Do you see yourselves as the top of the pecking order in the NFC North? And how do you approach this rivalry? You always have great passion. We hear you talk about the Bears rivalry. Where does the Vikings rank for you?
I mean, I think all these teams are tough to beat. Our division opponents, our division challenge is as strong as I can ever recall in my time in the league. So they're all tough. You know, obviously Chicago, you have a little longer history because of the number of times you played against each other. But Minnesota, just you look at the battles that we've had over, you know, my 10 years here. I think they speak for themselves. So this is a huge challenge, especially when you go over there and play new stadium. So you know, I wouldn't expect anything less.
What did you think as an opposing coach when Adrian Peterson came back from his ACL a few years ago and was just such a dominating player? What was that like as an opposing coach to see?
I mean, I just say what I've always said about Adrian Peterson. It's impressive. I mean, I've always been impressed with him as a player. Had the opportunity to be around him at the Pro Bowl a couple years, and he's even more impressive, you know, as a person. So I think he's an outstanding player, and he doesn't look like he's aged a whole lot in his time. So, but coming back from the ACL and to do what he did was obviously unique and special.
The reason I ask is just, you know, I don't know what to expect from Jordy, but Jordy seems like the kind of guy where we spent so much time in the offseason expecting him to be Jordy. I mean, do you see him in kind of the same vein where, I don't know what his numbers will be, I'm not asking it that way, but that he's the kind of guy that can come back from this and be just as good too?
Well, Jordy's come back from it. Just watching him. I mean, you know, physically, he's in you know, great shape. I mean, he's an impressive professional athlete, to say the least. So, but, you know, based on how the year's going to go, I mean, that's the beauty of the challenge that all of our players go through and the challenge of what the season's going to present. So, unfortunately, injury is part of the game. But I look for Jordy just to, you know, just to keep going, get better, and take on the challenges that this year will place out in front of him.
The Metrodome's been gone for a couple of years now. Can you tell us now that it's gone how much you hated that place?
How much I hated it?
Yeah, I mean, it had to be miserable.
I'll be honest with you. I enjoyed going to Metrodome. It was a heck of a challenge playing in there. And I've had some, you know, some bad days in there. I've had some good days in there too. So the noise was a little too much because just didn't sound normal. I don't know why, but it's It's just different. You know, it's different. It gave you a headache. But we had some great games over there.
The early reports on things that have taken place in that stadium is that it might actually be louder than the dome. Would you have a hard time believing that?
Shocking. Shocking. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out Sunday night. No, I'm sure it'll be a great, great environment. I had an opportunity to talk to Mark Murphy this morning, and he's been in the stadium. He said it's a very, very impressive facility, and you know I'm sure they're happy with it, and we're looking forward to playing there.
Catch, but Devontae's catch on the touchdown, such a great play at both ends. After what he endured last year, what do you think that can do for him to get off the
bench? Well, it's confidence. No, great point, Jason. I think it's what you're looking for. I mean, to go out and make a big play, and particularly in an extended play situation, and the throw is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal catch, just as far as the coverage and fighting through that. So it's definitely something that he'll gain confidence from.